Thank you, Rich. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming to speak to us. It's a great pleasure. You defend strongly the idea of very few of your dimensions as being the economical models. So therefore, we don't really need more. You seem to be saying. And I probably would agree if you want to use the dimensions on a cross-cultural basis. What do you think of another approach? We abandon using them to prepare cultures, but we create country by country ad hoc lists of dimension that will permit an intuitive, in-depth description of that culture.
Okay. But in part, actually, this doesn't even have to be the kind of approach.
That's right.
I mean, that means that you compare different cultures on the things that I make is that you, if you have the opportunity of doing that, I would do it, but I would do both. I'm very fond of Arabic studies because
I
help understand what the ethic is about. The ethic is always very shallow, and if you want to understand, you have to try to respect yourself in the mind of the people. So, by all means, if you're an Arabic person, do keep your Arabic.
Okay. But you always back it up with ethics.
Yeah. First of all, I'm not an engineer. And I think that when I started this, there was no dynamic, and it's very difficult to tie it together. And you must always also give those dynamic people something to wrestle against.